Deceptive Trade Practices, Consumer Protection Act. Whether the buyer is your client or your customer, it is your obligation to treat him fairly and honestly. No matter how much you try to do so, some buyers and some sellers will be convinced that they have been treated unfairly. In today's social environment, the response to that is typically a lawsuit. Most lawsuits filed against real estate sales agents fall under the Deceptive Trade Practices Act. This law allows consumers to sue the providers of goods or services that employ deceptive trade practices. According to the law, a house or real estate is considered to be goods, and the act of brokerage is considered to be services. Because of these legal definitions, this law has a tremendous impact on the activities of license holders. The following is a list of some of the items covered by the law that apply to real estate transactions. Statute: causing confusion or misunderstanding as to the source, sponsorship, approval, or certification of goods or services. Section 17.46b, 2. Example: if a kitchen has solid surface countertops, you should not refer to them as Corian unless they actually are. Statute: causing confusion or misunderstanding as to affiliation, connection, or association with, or certification of another. Section 17.46, B, 3. Example: an agent calls himself a realtor when he is not a National Association of Realtors member. Statute: representing that goods or services have sponsorship, approval, characteristics, ingredients, uses, benefits, or quantities which they do not have, or that a person has a sponsorship, approval, status, affiliation, or connection which he does not. Section 17.46, B, 5. Example: during the signing process, an agent uses forms or publications provided by the National Association of Realtors or the Texas Realtors when she is not a member of those organizations. Statute: representing that goods are original or new if they are deteriorated, reconditioned, reclaimed, used, or secondhand. Section 17.46, B, 6. Example: if you tell the buyers that the carpet is new, it should be brand new, not 1 year old. This is true for any features that are quoted as being new. Statute: representing that goods or services are of a particular standard, quality, or grade, or that goods are of a particular style or model if they are of another. Section 17.46, B, 7. Example: an agent tells a buyer that all of the appliances are top of the line when they are actually mid-grade. Statute: advertising goods or services with intent not to sell them as advertised. Section 17.46b, 9. Example: if a builder's model home includes upgrades that are not part of the ordinary package, then this must be stated. Statute: making false or misleading statements of fact concerning the reasons for, existence of, or amount of, price reductions. Section 17.46, B, 11. Example: while already on the market, a house received significant foundation damage due to a recent earthquake, and the list price was decreased by $30,000. When asked about the price reduction, the listing agent told her out-of-state clients that the home did not sustain damage. Statute: representing that an agreement confers or involves rights, remedies, or obligations which are prohibited by law. Section 17.46b, 12. Example: an agent offers an assumption without approval when lender approval is required. Statute: knowingly making false or misleading statements concerning the need for parts, replacement, or repair service. Section 17.46b, 13. Example: an agent requires and/or charges for unnecessary repairs. Statute: misrepresenting the authority of a salesman, representative, or agent to negotiate the final terms of a consumer transaction. Section 17.46b, 14. Example: an agent implies or states that she has the authority to negotiate price or terms and conditions when she does not. Statute, representing that work or services have been performed on, or parts replaced in, goods when the work or services were not performed or the parts replaced. Section 17.46(b)(22). Example, an agent bills a principal for services that have not been provided, states that repairs have been made when they have not, or states parts were replaced when they were not. Statute, failing to disclose information concerning goods or services which was known at the time of the transaction, if such failure to disclose such information was intended to induce the consumer into a transaction into which the consumer would not have entered had the information been disclosed. Section 17.46(b)(24). Example, the buyer's agent fails to disclose the information from prior inspections concerning latent structural defects, and the client is buying without having his own inspection. E and O. Errors and omissions insurance, also known as professional liability insurance, or E&O, does not always protect you against a DTPA suit. Review the policy for language that mentions exceptions to coverage. Such exclusions include, but are not limited to, bullet punitive or multiplied damages, bullet incidents known at inception by any insured, bullet dishonest actions regardless of intention, bullet claims related to mold or pollution. There are several areas in which deceptive trade suits are the most successful. These include problems with the foundation, roof, flooding, and termite damage. Your best defense against these types of complaints and lawsuits is a correctly completed seller's disclosure notice, a written recommendation to your buyers that they have structural, mechanical, and termite inspections done, obtaining information from government records, such as square footage from tax records, and your own honesty. Three categories of deceptive practices. There are three categories of deceptive practices under the law. The deception was unintentional. The plaintiff can sue for bulleted damages, bullet court costs, and attorney's fees. The deception was intentional. The plaintiff can sue for bullet treble economic damages, bullet treble mental anguish damages, bullet court costs and attorney's fees. The deception was knowing, but not intentional. Not intended to hurt a specific buyer, but detrimental to all buyers in general. The plaintiff can sue for bullet treble economic damages, bullet straight mental anguish damages, bullet court costs and attorney's fees.